The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazine. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines, and let's jump in with this one from Woman's Day, Doing Hard Things. My 12-year-old daughter and I went on a bike ride to her friend's house. Mom, truth, I still don't trust her to bike solo. It was a literal uphill battle. Charlie's legs were tired, her tush hurt from the hard seat, her helmet was sweaty. The complaints piled up with each labored pedal stroke until finally she just hopped off her bike and sat on the curb in defeat. I wasn't having it. I biked right past her and calmly said, "If you don't do hard things, you'll never do great things." I guess I nudged her ego. Soon she was back on her bike, and she caught up with me at the top. Then the great thing, we coasted down the hill together with our feet splayed, smiling big, the wind whipping in our faces. When we made it to the bottom, Charlie got it. The fun payoff was worth pushing through a little discomfort. If you're facing hard things, please know I'm cheering you on, and I think you'll be great. And that was written by Megan Murphy. She is the editor of Woman's Day and also the author of The Yay List, which is next here. Her Yay List, fun finds that make you and me say yay. First, pumpkin yum. I wait all year to devour my favorite high-protein, low-sugar seasonal yogurt, Siggy's Pumpkin and Spice Skyr, $1.50, available at Whole Foods. Trick or treat, send a sugar wish link via email or text to a friend, and the lucky recipient selects goodies to be delivered to their door. Available from $23 at sugarwish.com, sugarwish.com. And VIP, very into pumpkin. Use this collagen-packed pumpkin and charcoal sugar scrub in the shower to get gorgeous. Truly Beauty Pumpkin Spice Polish, $20 at trulybeauty.com. That's TrulyBeauty.com. From Magnolia Magazine, find comfort here for warmth, for memories of those who love them, for shelter within a cozy cocoon. Blankets wrap us in comfort. My grandmother had a quirky obsession with blankets of every shape and size. She was always on the hunt to grow her collection and rarely came across one that she couldn't find a reason to love. My grandfather still has a cabinet filled with her finds, a treasure chest stacked with patterns and textures. Such is the way with blankets. They are utilitarian items that can easily become more. One of my most cherished possessions is the blanket my mother crocheted for me. When the day is long and I miss the simplicity of childhood, I reach for this blanket and exhale under its warmth. It takes me back home. Wrapped in the blanket my mother made for me, sometimes I think about the day I will give it away. Perhaps I will have a daughter of my own, and I will use it to wrap her in comfort and love. Every fiber of the material representing moments of peace and calm. Until then, I pull it tighter around me. Blanket basics. Blankets play a role in the design of a space, but even more important is what they bring to our days. While we think of throws as decoration, smaller blankets that make sofas and chairs more welcoming, sometimes those types of coverings are exactly what we need. Different sizes, as well as different materials, offer their own benefits depending on the season and how we want the blanket to function. Wool. A favorite when weather gets cold, wool is widely considered the warmest textile to wrap up in. Because it also can be itchy, consider using it when you have another layer, like a sheet or clothing, between blanket and skin. Cotton. This everyday material is soft and breathable, making it a common choice for blankets. Cotton will stand up well to repeated washings, which makes it a good choice when reducing allergens is a consideration. Linen. Is often thought of as a summer material, partly because of its natural fibers and their moisture-absorbing, which keeps skin dry in warmer months. The durability of linen means it can last longer than cotton, and with age, linen softens. Fleece. The soft texture of fleece makes it a cozy and comfortable choice. Just keep in mind that its low breathability means it creates a lot of warmth. Fleece blankets are incredibly resilient and easy to care for. And cashmere. This luxurious fabric is made from the fine wool of a goat. These animal fibers are soft and can be spun together in a way that makes them very strong and durable. Never itchy, cashmere also offers more warmth than traditional wool. Caring for blankets over time. The first step to longevity is knowing how to wash your blanket, which depends on its making. A cold, gentle wash cycle and hang drying are typically safe practices. To remove pilling, use an electric pill remover or a fabric shaver. From Woman's Day, trick out this treat. It turns out eating this iconic candy is the least fun way to enjoy it. They're talking about candy corn. Make these corny, in a good way, DIYs on October 30th, Candy Corn Day. And they have two options here, and I think I have more later on for you. Bright wreath. Cover a styrofoam wreath shape with black duct tape, then lay down the candy corn in single rows with one row pointing left and the next pointing right. Hot glue the pieces to the wreath one at a time. So you are literally covering the wreath in rows of candy corn, and it looks quite attractive, and then they have it hung using a black ribbon. And eye-catching orbs. Hot glue pieces of candy onto styrofoam spears point out. Set atop containers or group together in a bowl. That looks rather attractive as well. And from Real Simple, home symptoms you can't ignore. Bad smells, mystery stains, and loud noises are just a few of the joys of home ownership. While some may be a nothing burger, others can threaten your home's integrity. If you're wondering about the source of whatever it is that's haunting your house, read on. What's that smell? Rotting food, but there's nothing in the trash. Have you ever walked by your dishwasher and been stopped in your tracks by the smell? You may think the culprit is stuck on food from last night's dinner, but it's more likely food from way longer ago than that. Ew. The dishwasher has a filter that helps prevent food from clogging up the drain, and eventually that food can build up and smell like, well, garbage. Fix it by removing the filter and washing it with warm water and dish soap. Replace the filter, then run the dishwasher with nothing but a bowl full of white vinegar in the top rack. If it still reeks, run it a second time with just a cup of baking soda poured into the bottom of the machine under the spray arm. And to help prevent it, once a month, clean your dishwasher's filter and door gaskets using a spray bottle filled with vinegar and water, then wipe them down with a damp towel. Rotten eggs. This isn't the same as a natural gas smell. If you notice that, get outside and call your utility company or 911 immediately. This odor is more pungent, and when it's coming from your water heater, pretty worrisome. The good news is that the source is fairly obvious, a corroded magnesium anode rod. The rod helps protect the interior lining of your water heater, and it may need to be replaced every 3 years or so. When's the last time you checked yours? Exactly. The rod can be tricky to access, so you'll want to call in a plumber for help. Sewer gas. You can probably guess where this smell is coming from, and you can thank a busted sewer pipe, broken toilet wax ring, or leaking pee trap, the U-shaped pipe under your toilet or sink containing water that acts as a seal against that lovely smell. Have a plumber evaluate what's going on. And to help prevent it, regularly run water through your pipes to keep the pee trap's water seal from drying up. Remember to do this in less used rooms, like a guest bath. And what's that stain? Brown splotches on the ceiling. You're lying in bed at night, staring up at the ceiling, and spot some dark, syrupy-looking patches ruining the paint job. This is the stuff nightmares are made of, right? It could be that tub and shower drains on the floor above you have lost their seal, but the HVAC might also be responsible. more specifically a clogged condensate line or condensation on the ductwork. Either way, a pro will need to help you fix this, so get dialing. To help prevent it, change the filter on your HVAC unit every 3 months. White spots on bath fixtures. Ever blame a bad hair day on hard water? You can credit that same mineral buildup with the cloudy white spots on your stainless steel faucet. Spray vinegar directly onto the fixtures and let it sit for 10 minutes to help break down minerals. Once you wipe it off with a microfiber cloth, you should be set. Your hair, on the other hand, well, that's another story. And what's that sound? Humming. Fridges hum, but when that humming gets loud, it could mean you have dirty condenser coils or a failing compressor. To figure out which it is, start by cleaning your fridge coils, those wavy things on the back or underside of your fridge. Unplug your fridge and vacuum the dust off the coils using the brush attachment. Then gently remove any gunk with a toothbrush. If this doesn't fix it, the issue may be the compressor and you'll need a pro. To help prevent it, vacuum your fridge coils twice a year. And hissing. Radiators can be noisy. Sometimes you hear ticking and sometimes they produce a weird hissing noise. Ticking is just the radiator expanding and contracting with heat. But hissing indicates you may have a problem with the valve that drives out air and condensation. When this valve wears out, air and condensation can get stuck inside, causing the radiator to make a noise. Located on the side of your radiator about midway up, the valve is pretty easy to replace. Just turn off your heat, let the radiator cool, unscrew the old valve and screw in the new one. Then turn your heat back on to make sure there's no leaking. From Woman's Day, boo it yourself. Aren't you pumped for these pumpkin projects? And there are two cute and quick ones. Yeah, easy if you have children. First one, peel clementine oranges, then add celery stems for the perfect nut-free school snack. They look like mini pumpkins on the plate. And fill orange balloons with uncooked rice, and then draw faces with a marker for DIY jack-o'-lantern-looking stress balls. Both very simple. And also from Woman's Day, October 29th is Sourest Day. Frowning is absolutely allowed on Sourest Day, yet we can't help but encourage you to smile and mark the day with sour candy instead of a sour puss. Our recommendations? Try the three most ordered sour candies on Sugar Wish, a personalized food gifting service. We talked about that before, sugarwish.com. Their top sellers, Sour Patch Kids, Cherry Sours, and Sour Gummy Red Colas. From Real Simple, your denim questions answered. How often should I wash my favorite jeans? Some of this was shocking to me. When it comes to washing your jeans, maybe you just don't? Many fashion designers and fabric experts recommend laundering your denim only once for every 10 wears, because every time you do, the fibers relax a little more, loosening the fit and losing some color. If you're worried about hygiene, science says you don't have to be. When a student at University of Alberta wore jeans for 15 months without washing them, then tested his pants, the bacteria count was unexpectedly tiny, as was our level of surprise that a college student didn't visit the laundromat for over a year. Keeping your favorite flares out of the wash has an eco-friendly benefit, too. Besides using less water, you'll help prevent the microplastics found in some materials from leaking into reservoirs. You save your pants, money, water, and wildlife. Can I rescue a torn pair? You spend good money on your jeans and a good bit of your life in them. When they rip, it can feel like losing an old friend. But there are plenty of ways to mend them, and most take less than 15 minutes or a $20 trip to the tailor. Frayed hems. If you've got a confident whip stitch or 10 minutes to watch a YouTube tutorial, you can fold the bottoms up a few millimeters and simply rehem your pants. Not handy with a needle? A tailor can rehem jeans for a clean finish, And if they're a little shorter, well, cropped is all the rage right now. Belt loops. A loose or broken belt loop is a quick fix. First, tack it back in place with a safety pin. Then find some strong polyester thread in the same shade as the denim. Do a simple cross stitch until it feels secure again, and double knot your thread on the inside of the jean. You'll feel like you could star in a Little House on the Prairie reboot. Knees. If you want a shredded knee to look as close to new as possible, you'll probably need a professional. But if you're cool with a slightly more bohemian look, consider taking a few squares of your favorite fabric and patching the jeans with a needle and thread. The result doesn't need to be perfect, just personal. And chances are you'll love them even more when you're done. And what's the best way to store your jeans? Fold, hang, roll, crumple on the floor outside of your Zoom frame? Here's the good news. It doesn't really matter. Unlike heavy crochet knits, which can get long and stretched out when hung, or silk and satin tops, which crease the second you put them in a drawer, denim is one of the most resilient fabrics on the planet. And you can stash it wherever best fits your storage space. Easy peasy. And from Real Simple, smooth starts make ahead mornings. Try one of these easy, tasty breakfasts for a nourishing meal that's speedy when it counts, i.e. 7:09 a.m. on a Wednesday. If your mornings are mayhem and breakfast is often a hurriedly grabbed granola bar as you and your family rush out the door, steal a classic dinner strategy and do some meal prep. Just a few minutes on the weekend will give you a huge head start for healthy, satisfying breakfasts all week. Breakfasts are often all carbs and no fat or protein, says Marissa Moore, RDN, author of the cookbook The Plant Love Kitchen. Her last name, M-O-O-R-E. While I love a good carby meal without the balance of nutrients, you might be hungry before you get through your first meeting. So each of these options takes less than 5 minutes of prep in the morning and offers sustained energy to carry you and your crew to lunchtime. No sugar crash in sight. First, smoothie packs. While a smoothie may seem fast, you lose precious time rifling through the freezer for fruit, the pantry for healthy seeds, and the fridge for your liquid. Instead, put everything except the liquid in a freezer-safe bag or jar and freeze it. When you're ready to eat, dump the ingredients into the blender, add liquid, and blend. As for what goes in that bag or jar, think about how to make the smoothie satiating. Your protein can come from nuts, seeds, yogurt, or the liquid you use, such as dairy milk or soy milk. Healthy fats from nut butters or avocado will help keep you full longer. Throw in leafy greens, whose taste is easily camouflaged by fruit. Moore's favorites include mango and pineapple for flavor and vitamin C, as well as dates, a mineral and fiber-rich way to add sweetness and a slight caramel flavor to smoothies, she says. For each smoothie pack, use 1 to 1.5 cups of fresh or frozen fruit and or vegetables, plus 1 or 2 ingredients rich in fat and protein. If you're going with fresh fruit, opt for bags that allow you to freeze the pack flat, Moore says. Or freeze chopped fruit in a single layer on a parchment-lined baking sheet before combining it with the other ingredients. This will help you avoid a lump of frozen fruit in your smoothie pack that won't easily blend. When it's breakfast time, toss the ingredients into the blender with an equal amount of liquid, but be prepared to add more. You often need more liquid than you might expect, Moore says. Breakfast tacos or burritos. For a savory start, a stash of frozen breakfast tacos or burritos is money in the bank. Marcia Smart, a culinary instructor and the creator of the website Smart in the Kitchen, makes them both on the regular. Her favorite filling is an egg scramble with sautéed onion and chorizo, either soy or pork. To assemble the tacos or burritos, let the filling cool before placing it on a tortilla. Then top with some shredded cheese. Flour tortillas work best since they're the most pliable. I use 10 to 12-inch ones for burritos and 5-inch ones for tacos, Smart says. For tacos, place the filling on one half of the tortilla and fold the other half over it. For burritos, place the filling in a rectangular shape on the lower third of a tortilla, fold in the sides, then roll up from the bottom. Be careful not to overfill, Smart says, or they'll be hard to wrap and the filling may break through. To freeze, wrap the prepared tacos or burritos in foil and stack them in a storage container. Smart tapes reheating instructions to the lid to make them an easy heat and eat option for others. For the speediest meals, transfer tacos or burritos to the fridge the night before, then unwrap and microwave for about 90 seconds. If you forget, no worries. Just remove the foil and wrap in a damp paper towel. Microwave at half power until hot, about 3 to 4 minutes, turning it over once. And it says, Sammy Savvy, plus or minus 30 seconds, the storage and reheating instructions for tacos and burritos work for just about any breakfast sandwich, whether it's eggs rolled in a tortilla, piled on bread, or tucked into an English muffin. Mini frittatas. Egg muffins are a blank canvas and an open invitation to include vegetables at breakfast, Moore says. Plus, they can be easily customized for different family members. Spray the wells of a muffin tin with cooking spray. Fill each well halfway with chopped cooked vegetables such as broccoli, spinach, or asparagus, and or chopped cooked meat like ham, bacon, or sausage. In a large measuring cup or bowl with a spout, whisk a dozen eggs with salt and pepper. Pour the egg mixture into the muffin wells. You should have just enough to fill each about 3/4 of the way up. Top with some cheese if you'd like and bake until set about 25 minutes. Let cool, then store in the fridge for up to 4 days or in the freezer in a freezer bag or other airtight container for up to 3 months. Unwrap and microwave directly from frozen until hot, 60 to 90 seconds. Shake on some hot sauce for extra flavor and you're good to go. Overnight oats. Well, they can be creamy, satisfying, and delicious, or gloppy, bland, and sad. The trick is adding texture and an extra splash of liquid. Start your prep by combining half a cup of rolled oats with a cup of milk, a teaspoon or two of honey or maple syrup, and a pinch of kosher salt. Refrigerate overnight. In the morning, jazz up those underwhelming oats. Stir in grated apple or pear, smashed raspberries or other fresh or dried fruit, chopped nuts, cacao nibs, hemp seeds, sesame seeds, or a little granola can give them a boost too. Finish by adding a splash of milk or even better, half and half, or heavy cream for a bit of luxury. If cold oatmeal isn't your jam, put the overnight oats in a bowl and heat in the microwave. Then add your crunchy bits. Or make a big batch of traditional or steel-cut oats over the weekend and refrigerate. Reheat individual servings and add whatever toppings you have on hand. Blueberries and toasted pecans, diced mango and toasted unsweetened coconut, or chopped dried figs, olive oil, and sea salt for a savory sweet version. And hard-boiled eggs. Having a bowl of hard-boiled eggs in the fridge can get you more than halfway to a healthy breakfast. I make big batches in the Instant Pot, Smart says. We slice them on top of regular toast or avocado toast, or we just cut them in half and top them with everything bagel seasoning, flaky sea salt, za'atar, or furikake. Honestly, I don't know what those last two are. I'm sorry. If you boil eggs in the pressure cooker, peel them before refrigerating, since the shells will be easiest to remove at that point. Peeled eggs will keep in the fridge for 3 days. Or try our favorite stovetop cooking method. Bring a medium pot of water to a boil. Gently lower in the eggs with a slotted spoon. Reduce the heat to a simmer and cook for 11 minutes. Transfer the eggs to a bowl of cold water to cool, then drain. Refrigerate them with the peels on for up to a week. From Woman's Day, pumpkin spice cheesecake jars. Active time is 25 minutes. Total time is 30, plus cooling and chilling, and it serves 16. So I'm going to warn you right off the bat, you have to have 16 4-ounce glass jars. So here we go. One 15-ounce can pure pumpkin. 1 teaspoon grated peeled fresh ginger, 1/4 teaspoon ground cinnamon, 1/4 teaspoon freshly ground nutmeg, kosher salt, 3 ounces of cream cheese cut into cubes, 1 teaspoon pure vanilla extract, 1 cup sweetened condensed milk, 2 cups heavy cream, cold, sour cream and crushed ginger cookies for serving. In a medium saucepan, combine pumpkin, ginger, cinnamon, nutmeg, and a pinch of salt. Cook on medium, stirring often until steaming heavily, darker in color, and slightly thicker, about 5 minutes. Remove from heat and stir in cream cheese and vanilla until smooth. Transfer to a bowl, then stir in condensed milk. Let cool completely. Using electric mixer, beat cream until medium peaks form. Fold in cream cheese mixture, then spoon into 4-ounce jars, 16 of them, as I said. Chill until ready to serve. It makes 8 cups, so they're all half-cup servings. Serve dolloped with sour cream and crushed ginger cookies, if desired. From Good Housekeeping, how to avoid cleaning burnout. Cut down on epic cleaning sessions by adopting these clean-as-you-go strategies. Manage the microwave. Wipe the door and the inside of the oven after every use to keep spills from baking on and to avoid extra scrubbing at the end of the week. Divvy up the dusting. Every day or two, dust furniture and then vacuum in one room each time. Degunk fridge drawers. Wipe spills and produce debris from refrigerator drawers as you remove veggies to make dinner. Lessen laundry loads. Launder bedding and towels on days other than your normal laundry day. While it may seem like more work, you'll have shorter laundry sessions overall. And clean with steam. Wipe down the bathroom post-shower to prevent soap scum buildup. From Real Simple, a book recommendation, it's a historical drama. Maggie O'Farrell is the author, O'Farrell. The book, The Marriage Portrait, brings to life Lucrezia de Medici, a free-spirited young duchess in 1550s Florence. She's thrust into a marriage when the groom's intended bride, her older sister, dies suddenly. Her survival depends on whether she produces an heir. This is a riveting tale about one woman's fight for autonomy. And from Real Simple, a little extra use for a padded envelope, a sideline seat. If your 2-day shipping habit has left you with a pile of bubble-lined envelopes, don't hoard them for a move or, worse, doom them to the dump. Bring them along to your kids' next sporting event as lightweight stadium seats, perfect for rain or shine matches. The plastic envelopes can be wiped dry and tossed into the car for many more uses. Play ball. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw for the North Carolina Reading Service. Ladies Magazine's available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. For comments and questions, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening.